I don't mean to sound big-headed. Do you think being on gay do you think being on gay, yeah, we're at a certain level of notoriety that we could get on Celebrity Big Brother?
I don't
Or
know.
look, Celebrity Traitors.
So how many followers did ZZ have on Instagram before she went in Big Brother?
Quite a lot. She was quite well known. Maybe not in your circles.
What do you mean, my circles?
Being a white man, I've got a bit of a sniffle.
Oh God, you got a dicky nose.
I've got a dicky nose and I've got a cough coming on.
Oh, dicky lungs.
Don't,
Dicky.
because when I had dicky lungs, I was in hospital for nearly a month, and it was around this
What?
time 4 years ago.
This is total
Don't.
new information to me. What?
Really? So when I went on tour with Beyonce, not with her, followed her around, I got
Groupie.
pneumonia. Yeah, I got pneumonia. This is 2018. I've never been the same since. And
I
then
think you could have been Patient X. Forget Wuhan.
I
Forget
say
it.
this because in 2019, it would have been like May, June. I couldn't breathe properly. I had this cough. Got into hospital. They kept me in. I ended up missing Spice Girls, Rita Ora, Birmingham Pride. I was fumigating actually. Yeah, and soon after that, COVID.
It was
Look,
you. It was
I don't mean to be a main character again, but COVID, all me. No, we shouldn't joke. We shouldn't laugh.
No, we shouldn't.
People died.
Well, you nearly did by the sounds of
I
it.
know,
Jesus
no, honestly.
Christ.
And every time I get a little tickle in my throat, I'm like, oh,
This is it. This is the final curtain
oh,
call. This is it.
give me that sick note. I'm lying down,
No,
darling.
in the wise words of Rishi Sunak, we've got a sick note culture. You would
Look.
have to be in hospital for 13 years before you even get a whiff of a sick note.
No, look, I'm gonna have some night nurse on the weekend just to kind of clear things up, rest, watch a bit of TV.
Night nurse.
Look, don't you be giving me that weight. Night nurse is good. You know what? Actually, saying that, last January was the first time I ever had night nurse.
Yeah.
Hashtag spot and hashtag
Oh, for fuck's sake.
ad.
You're as bad as Lady Gaga with a big
No,
farmer.
I'm not gonna lie, right? I did get a little bit addicted to it. So much so that I went back to the chemist. I was like, can I have two bottles? And they're like, why? I was
Well, do you know, I've been
like,
to hospital before for overdosing.
really?
So when I was younger, I went into the living room where my sister wasn't very well, and I said to mum and dad, "Oh, I'm going to be all better now." And they were like, "What do you mean?" Like, because I wasn't poorly, and they'd left a bottle of Calpol on the side, like just unlocked, because they'd literally gone in to give it her and then gone back, and I drank the whole bottle, so I had to be rushed to hospital and get my stomach pumped. I don't remember any of it.
You know what it is though? Calpol
Love
is
Calpol.
delicious. Hashtag spawn, hashtag
I bet it's got no
ad.
sugar in it now. I bet it tastes like really
No,
like.
I've given it to my nephews and I've never tried it, but I have. You know when it dribbles on your finger?
Oh, yeah. I know that too
And it,
well.
no, it tastes still delicious. But you know what they do now? Instead of spoons, they've got these little pumps.
No. You
Yeah,
want to
they've got
taste it? I want to
nah, but
taste it.
listen.
Go on.
Those pumps come in handy, like just string them up, put them in the fridge. When they're fucking playing up, just what? Get to bed. Love it.
Right, let's roll the titles.
Oh.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Right, welcome back to another episode of Fancy Another Pod. And you know what? I've had enough of this shit.
What?
You've not watched anything, you lazy bastard.
Right, okay, I need to be honest, right? If you've been following the pod, you'll know I've been telling Bally.
No, you can piss
No,
off, right? Because
no.
all week I've been texting you saying, I need to watch this. I'm rushing to watch it. I know we're recording on the weekend. I've got to rush to watch it. And you've been like, yeah. I ring you about an hour ago. So I'm just watching Glow Up. We'll record in about half an hour. I've not watched it. I've not watched Race Across the World either.
My week has been consumed by something that you keep refusing to watch, and it's a you problem because the basic bitches are watching it I'm proud to be one of those. Married at First Sight Australia.
God.
Some of my favourites are leaving now. It is dramatic. I'm telling you now, they're all unhinged.
You know what I did the other day?
Go on.
Because I did say I was going to record it and I would watch it. I got about 5 minutes into it and it was like, nah, not for me. The other day, it was building up, recorded. I think I had like something like 50,000 episodes to watch. Deleted them.
What the fuck?
My Virgin set-top box has never felt so cleansed watching that
right,
bar.
Bally.
90%, 60. It was lovely.
Get yourself on 4OD, Channel 4 On Demand, whatever it's called, right?
Nope.
I need you to... Right, the worst bit about the show is the first week. It's like Love Island. As soon as you get through that first week and they start getting into the marriages and the drama begins, that's where the magic starts happening.
Look, I just can't watch shows like this. I just can't do it. Like, I used to really like Love Island, but like it's so repetitive. It's the same shit.
But you've not watched Married at First Sight Australia.
Why I'm going to give a try is Blind Love. What is it? Love at Blind Light or something.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
We got there. We got there.
UK one. I am going to watch that because I do like Emma Willis.
And I love... Yeah, do you know, I was going to say I love Marvin Humes and that's not a husband. Matt Willis. I'm just getting my boy band members confused. Yeah, I'm excited. And I feel like Emma Willis deserves like a renaissance. She had like Celebrity
She's
Big Brother and The Voice.
She's had one. She's there. She's top of the game. She don't need a renaissance. She's there. She's in a prime. You're just not watching the shows that she's in.
Okay, well, no one's watching The Voice UK or...
Well, that's... I'm talking about the baby one.
Yeah, no one's watching The Watch channel. No one has watched that
Do
since
you know
2008.
What's weird, actually. She's done The Voice. She's done the baby one. She's basically, like, following the footsteps of Holly Willoughby.
And didn't get This Morning. And I tell you something, she deserved... Oh, look at that. Look at that. We don't agree on that.
I do think that's because Matt Willis doing Love is Blind. I'm like, well, hey, where did you come from? I think this is basically his audition for This Morning.
So I've got a long-standing theory. Ben and Kat 1 year.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I just can't see it. I just don't feel
I'll
like it's their show.
I'll tell you what. I said this. This Morning, they're in a new era now. Like, Holly and Phil, they're done. They're going to need to get some new presenters in and give it a year or two to let it simmer. What they need to do is get someone young, Sean Welby from Capital. She did This Morning one show and she was brilliant. Get her in with someone a bit more seasoned. Ben Shepherd, maybe. I'm not really a fan.
I think Craig. Did you watch Craig when he does it with Josie? He's got that Irish guy. He is amazing. Naughty sense of humour, but gets the serious stuff right. And
dishy. Sense of humour, very serious when it needs to be. Lovely accent that comes across well.
Exactly.
Him and Sean Welby. Craig and Sean.
And listen, Craig, if you want to pop on over and watch me bend over and touch me toes, I'm also down for it. Do you know what I mean?
Brett Harris from Drive Time Gadio. How dare you?
I'm just an acrobat. I thought he was interested in athletics. Right. Do you know what? Speaking of things like that, I've seen a lot on Twitter this week.
Go on.
Because it's been National Send Nudes Day.
Right.
Oh, and the gays are scumbags sometimes. Look. I go on Twitter and nudes left, right, and centre. And I'm thinking, right. Cover it up. I'm
not
at work.
Not only is it, like, the pussy and bio girls are thriving. But the gays. Oh, my. And not the gays as in looking. I mean, they're gays.
Yeah.
Hock ass, crack, everything, all over the top. Yeah. Excuse me, there's an alt tab for a reason. Get it on there. Do you miss Circle? Do you miss Circles?
I'd never posted on Circles.
No, neither did I, but I always felt really
People
like...
People added me.
I felt privileged. I think I'm a trustworthy person. More for you, darling. Screenshot. I had my own circle where I was posting their screen. No, I'm joking. I never did.
So I never posted anything on Circles. I've got close friends now on Instagram. And I was going to start using it because I feel like as I start doing more...
I've never seen your fucking clothes.
Well, no, I've not posted on it for like literally like years. And when it started, I started setting it up. And it was because I thought, oh, I'm starting to do presenting and stuff and I don't know how it's going to go. And like, I feel like I never post on like Instagram like I used to. And it'd be like, oh, cute little dog walk with friend. And I feel like, and it's really shallow and this is probably a little bit deep for the pod, but it's because I know that only about 30 or 40 people are going to like it. Mm. But people well, love to see people thrive.
This is it. Like Instagram, I just use as basically a CV now for radio shit. I've got, because all I ever used to post on like my family stuff, and I've got a separate Instagram for that now.
Yeah.
I'm very selective who adds it because it's just.
Am I even on that? I'm sure I've.
Unless you're interested in pictures of my nephews, crack on, but that's all you're going to get.
Okay. I don't like the way you position that because that makes it seem predatory.
No, but there is some funny stories now and then when my nephews have been chaotic.
But I always thought it was quite pretentious to have like a second Instagram and stuff. But I actually, I mean, I it kind of is if you've only got like 400 followers anyway. I mean,
look, if you're in the public eye like us, and we are in very prime position to be gone celebrity traitors, we're going to have the secret platforms, darling.
Do you know what I heard at work the other day? Like, I couldn't believe this. There's that celebrity dating app that you can only join through invite only. Shut the fuck up. And one of the presenters at Gadio said, oh, you should go on that. I can invite you. And I thought, you're not a fucking celebrity.
Hold on a second. Let me guess which Gadio presenter would have said that. Are they actually on it?
Yeah. But it's not always a dating app as well. So just in case things get confused.
Like, we are notable people then. If they're on.
Well, it's not really. I'm going to be honest. If I got access to this app and I'm 1 degree. If I'm 1 degree of separation from someone that's on that app, it's not for fucking celebrities. No one at Gadio should be on that app. I'm sorry.
Brett Harris. But as soon as you realise you're Brett Harris from Drive Time on Gadio, come on. You're a notable person.
Just normal. I've just got a job that I really, really like and I enjoy. I'm not in any of those circles. Yeah.
Look, we've got to speak into existence. If people want to treat us like celebrities and send us free stuff,
Calpo.
Lightness, hello. Slide into the DMs, darlings.
Right, let's chat all things The Apprentice. It was the final on Thursday. I've not yet watched it. And to be honest, I think the reason I've not been asked about the final and I wasn't rushing to watch it is because I couldn't fucking be asked. I'm so sorry.
Right, why has The Apprentice been on? It came on like the first week of January, right?
Yeah, last year.
We're in Q2.
Yeah.
It's been on.
It's been on for 15 months.
What is going on?
No, I couldn't be bothered with the fact that a guy had lost week after week after week. And I think he's lovely, by the way. I think he comes across really nice.
Oh, you changed your tune since last week.
No. I just said that he's the kind of guy that works in a farm all day, comes home covered in hay and goes into like a spa on his way home to pick up a steak with dirt all around his fingers and cracked skin because he's not moisturized. But it's lovely, and there's like a smell of like almost horse manure in the house, and all the boots are lined up. Like,
I'd run him a hot bath. I'd have a hot bath rating.
Is that your type? What is your type, actually?
I don't know, bro. I really don't.
Sore losers on The Apprentice.
He cooks pies for a living.
But he, I just couldn't be bothered with the fact that he got into the final. To me, it was really tragic watching some of the people, actually the cream rise to the top. And then some of the people that I think should have been in the final, just not getting there. And a loser that has lost every single week. I was just a bit like, oh, this is so, it feels so set up. I would love a refreshed apprentice with actual business people.
I mean, spoiler alert, I'm guessing you've seen what happened, but were you shocked that he didn't win?
Kind of. I mean, I wasn't shocked either way. I feel like it was the narrative that, I mean,
oh, God knows who that girl was that one. I never saw she could have been anyone.
But you know what? Last week was one of the highest rated episodes of The Apprentice for quite so many years.
The interviews always are, though.
And it was one of the it's the highest rated show of the week on national TV. So people are loving it still.
No, Apprentice is always going to do well. Like, there's so many people the gays love it, the straights love it, the girlies love it. Everyone loves it.
I love it.
But I don't know if they need to change the format or not, because clearly it's still working for them.
Yeah.
But it goes on for too long. Like, that came on the same time as The Traitor started.
But you not think that because that's the era that we're in now. Like, we're so used to like TV series. I mean, look at Doctor Who. That used to be 14 episodes a series. That's now gone down to 8. So it's in effect, you know, nearly halving. The Traitors is only over 4 weeks. Celebrity Big Brother is much more reduced. And I think we've become accustomed in the streaming era that things are only a few weeks long or a finite amount of episodes.
Now, see, I think it's just too, I think it was just too long. I'm all for longer series. Like, I wish Big Brother was an extra 2 weeks long, like the original series. And even Traitors, like, if that came on once a week, it was 3 episodes a week, which was over 3 weeks. If that came on once a week, we would have had like 9 weeks of TV.
Yeah.
But Apprentice, 3 months, 3.5 months. Grow up. Come on.
But we need to speak about the TV schedule. So I was seeing a few tweets on Twitter over the other day. On Sunday, there's about 6 hours of repeats on ITV. And
I saw.
It's looking as though we've got this problem with the BBC and the funding and them not being able to deliver as much content. ITV not being able to deliver much content. And I feel like there is a real problem in Manchester, especially at the minute, of people who work in TV. There's nothing being produced at Media City at the minute. Other than Countdown. It's a real crisis in telly at the minute.
ITV have got a lot of fucking stuff to put on TV, but they're choosing to put on the player streaming. They're focusing so much on content for their streaming platforms, because everything you see now, watch it now on ITVX. It's like, hold on a second, I don't want to watch the whole series on ITVX. Can we just stick to watching TV shows on TV? Look at The Postman Show, one of the best TV shows of the year so far. It was all on streaming. People could have binge-watched the whole thing. We need to get out of this culture of binge-watching TV shows. It pisses me off. I love it. Like, it's accessible for everyone. If people haven't got the time, they could just sit and watch something the whole weekend. But it's ruining TV, because now there's this new show on Netflix. I've been dodging spoilers for the last 3 days because I want to spend time and watch it on the weekend.
Mm.
But now I'm feeling like urge to watch it because there's spoilers. And this is what ITV are doing. They're putting these fabulous TV series all on X, IT, whatever it's called. They change the name bloody every year.
You knew what it was when Celebrity Big Brother was on.
No, but like, put something on a Sunday.
So
instead of just showing fucking Jurassic World.
I've long been a believer with TV, and since the era of streaming's come about, and whole series drop in their entirety. I really noticed it around Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. So when that dropped on Netflix, I fucking loved it. I watched the whole season. Then you wait literally a whole year, even though if you watched every episode each week, it you'd only have to wait 9 months for the series. But I felt like I'd forgotten everything because I'd watch it in such a short space of time that I wasn't processing what had just happened in like that episode.
Yeah.
And like, I don't seem to talk about it with other people. And I think like, that's part of the memory with TV is speaking to other people and being like, oh my God, this happened. And we can talk and discuss. And then you can all go back and watch the next episode. And that's just not happening anymore.
Because I'm of an age where Gossip Girl, Desperate Housewives, Ugly Betty, that was like my shows in uni. And I remember waking up hungover after a night out and watching it and then talking about it with my mates all week, excited for the next one. Or like, I remember there was one instance, we left a night out early because it was going to be on America time. We were like, if we go home now, we can watch it live in America time.
Mm.
That was the excitement of watching something every week. And I know there's still shows that do that, like Grey's Anatomy and things like that. But I'm sick of the whole, watch it all now on Netflix. No. Maybe give us 3 episodes if people like to watch things all together.
Yeah.
But like, it's just, it pisses me off because people haven't got the time to watch the whole thing. Then it gets spoiled. And then you're muting hashtags. Then you're not enjoying the show because you're stressed. It's too much.
But let's move on to some more positive news. Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway. It was the last one last week.
Hold on. That's not reality TV. Next.
No. There's a link. And it's an important link.
Go on.
And there was a segment of I'm a Celebrity, Get Out of My Ear, The Revenge, where celebrities took their turns on controlling everything Ant and Dex said in different situations. Mm-hmm. All the celebrities that had taken part in that was like a real like good mix. You had Craig David, Alison Hammond was there, Josie, Dermot O'Leary, Oti Mabuse, as well as Simon Cowell and Cheryl Cole. And as soon as I saw those two sat on the sofa, I said, Simon will not be able to resist. And we saw them having a hug, having a chat backstage. And lo and behold, a few days later, he's on Good Morning Britain talking about Britain's Got Talent, how there is a lack of new music talent coming through. And that's why he's considering bringing back the X Factor. And in another interview, he has said in a print interview that he really misses working with Cheryl and that they need to find the right show to work together on. Now, if that doesn't sound like a comeback of the X Factor with Simon, Cheryl, with possibly two new judges and Dermot O'Leary coming back, back to basics, over 12 weeks, you could do 4 weeks.
Who would you choose?
So it needs to be someone that's going to get loads of press. Jesse Nelson.
Right.
The problem is with Jessie Nelson, she will look like a flop because her pop career hasn't taken off in the way
I'm telling you now, unpopular choice, and I get a lot of stick for saying this, but I don't care. I really like Nicholas Grimshaw, I'm not his mum, Nick Grimshaw. On the...
So I think the judge would be Roman Kemp, Simon Cowell, Cheryl, and I think it would be Roman Kemp's fair, and he's just going to present on Capital FM.
He knows jack shit about the music industry.
Apart from
I like Roman Kemp. I like Roman Kemp. I think he's a great presenter and a broadcaster. But no. Maybe he should present Extra Factor, but no.
I think those shows need to come back as well. I think they all help the main show. It all creates.
Okay, if we're doing X Factor, judges, Simon, Cheryl.
I think it has to be both of them.
Oh, definitely. Louis Walsh, I think, has done too much now. I don't think he's ever coming back. But you need someone camp and chaotic. Stay with me here. P. Waterman, bring him back. Rising from the ashes, Pete Waterman.
Pete Waterman is 300 years old. You can't have him on the panel.
Yep. You bloody well can.
You can't because Simon and Cheryl are going to be the older ones now. So you actually do need someone younger.
As long as it's not bloody Louis from One Direction.
So I would say someone like Mabel.
Okay.
Who is current, is doing bits. And I think someone like Roman Kemp or do you know what? Scrap having big people, a music manager, an executive at a record label that's in their like 30s or 40s
now. You know who would be fucking fabulous actually on the X Factor judging panel?
Go on.
Em and Eco. Fab.
A perfect. Someone that writes hit after hit after hit, and bop after bop. That's what's needed.
That songwriter, I always forget her name, but she wrote Black Magic and she does all the songs for like Kylie and Little Mix.
Yeah.
You'd be fab as well. Look, bring it back.
Bring it back. I think there is room for it. And I do agree with Simon. There is such a lack of talent. And I think we're reaching the boiling point with TikTok. And I think we've seen... I think it's important that all these platforms work in tandem. And I think it's really important. But I do think that we've become reliant on looking at what's trending on TikTok and then trying to develop that. And I do think that there is something to be said. Like, I think it's a bit piss poor that Perry has dropped a brand new banger and hasn't promoted it other than doing TikToks and interviews. Like, I want
And I'm sorry, she might be number one in the UK top 40, whatever that is. But where did she place in the UK official chart?
To be fair to her, she has placed at number 10. And I thought... Okay, I'd be a bit disappointed, or you probably would have been positioned like that way back in the day. But I looked at Dua Lipa, I looked at Beyonce, I looked at quite a lot of the big songs that had dropped, and they all seem to drop between the positions of like 6 or 7 to 13, and then the next week increase to about 3 or 4, and then they seem to get to number 1. And I do think music consumption has changed.
But look, Perry was number 6 in the midweek, so she's dropped further. And I'm sorry, as much as like a lot of people dislike her or whatever, Jessie Nelson still has the biggest Little Mix solo debut.
But she had Nicki Minaj and left under a lot of press.
Bop. I'm sorry, I still love that song.
You're like a bad boy for life, don't you?
Oh, I love.
So I think that could happen. I think they could come back. But right, we're talking about possibilities and hypotheticals. Race Against the World, have you watched it? Because I ain't.
I bloody did, yes. Because I was rushing to watch it for this bloody pod. You will love it. I love this series. I cannot believe I've never watched it before.
I know.
I'm going to go back and watch the others as well because I think I'll be obsessed.
Well, I'll tell you something. Why don't we give me a week to watch it, catch up on it, and we can have a big debrief on next week's episode.
The whole bloody thing.
No.
You struggled to watch this week's. How are you going to watch six series worth?
No, not the whole bloody thing. Bloody bed. The last two. Well, next week's episode and the one I've just missed. And then we can have a big debrief. No,
I mean, nothing dramatic happened, but it's really good. Like, it keeps you on the edge of your seat.
And are you feeling the same about Glow Up? Still feeling really fresh? Still enjoying that?
Yeah, like, I'm not a makeup person, but it's really good TV. Like, just watching people talk and hearing. What I love about reality TV is hearing people's stories. And that's what always, like, gets me, like, going, like, to watch a show. I don't have to have interest in the actual show. This is why I loved the last series of Big Brother, because it was really focused on conversation rather than drama.
Yeah.
So yeah, really loving Glow Up. I'm going to go back and watch some of the old ones after the series is finished. But really good shows. If you're not watching it yet, do watch it. But I tell you what's coming on in a couple of weeks, darling. I kissed a girl
and I liked it.
Now, I'm not going to say we deserve, but if we don't get Danny Minogue on this pod, I'm going to be very upset.
I'm going to do everything in my power to make that happen. If you need to call in sick to your new office job, we'll make it happen.
Danny Minogue better be doing a press day and we better be involved. I want to chat to a Minogue sister. Get her on. Regardless if we speak to Danny, regardless if we get to speak to any of the contestants, we are going to be covering the show. Because I think it's really important because lesbians just don't get enough attention.
Les, be honest, we need to...
And it is Lesbian Visibility Week.
Yes. So
come on, darling.
Perfect timing. Perfect bloody timing. Right, should we do it all again next week?
If we must, but...
A bit more excited.
Look, it's my birthday next week, so I don't know what day we're going to record.
Look, listen, I had about 18 birthday celebrations, and I've still got some more to come this year, by the way.
Well, it's my big 40th, isn't it?
It's my birthday. Your big 5-0. So, you're actually coming... Oh, you're coming to Manchester, aren't you?
I bloody well am, yeah.
Why don't we do it in person, in the studio?
Oh my god.
Why don't we do that?
You're throwing in a curveball now. I've got a timeline of events.
Not anymore, you don't. You've got the pod to
Let me see what time I can get then. If I've got some 3 hours. If not, I'll text you after. Let's not reveal all our info on the bloody pod.
Right, see you next week.
Get watching the bloody TV show.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, what?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Look, all the pod listeners, ask me for my address if you need to send anything.
Let's get on to Thornton's Cakes. Hashtag spawn, hashtag ad.
Hashtag ad. Come on. Let's be having you.
Ta-ra.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. Megalia original podcast.
I'm being stalked, I think, on Instagram.
You wish, darling. Is this SB?
Sammy Boo Boo.
Look, he tried to come for me and all.
Right, for the listeners that are with us, I have been doing a little bit of presenting for the Mank. It's a little social media Instagram page for Greater Manchester. Been doing asking some questions on the street. You know, just asking, who's your celebrity hall pass? Would you shag, marry, kill, chips, peas, or chips, mushy peas, or gravy? You know, standard things.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy commented on it being like, oh my God, he's got like a horrible, cringy voice and his face is that he pulls grr. I mean, who writes grr in 2024? So I just replied saying, thanks. And then I raised this with you and unbeknownst to me, while I was at work, you were having some kind of battle with my troll.
How dare he? The cheeky bastard. Commenting on my weight. I know I've got a weight problem. You're stating the fucking obvious, darling. And then, yeah, it was just back and forth.
He said
he looked like a weak version of Russell Brand with a hairline. So fucking shit.
Do you know what the worst thing is? You know, when you can see like hate in people's eyes, you think, oh, you're just not a nice person. So you must be like really unhappy with your life.
I think he fancies you, darling. I do.
Well, he's going the right way about it. His final post was, I'd be thankful if you stopped making those cringe faces and just being so over the top. Just because you've a camera phone and an Amazon mic, you don't need to go out and haunt people in an effort to be relevant. Just stop. Gagged.
You know what I always say? Mm. If someone's going to come for me online, make it funny or camp or don't bother.
The thing is, I'm sorry, but
that last one was fucking brilliant.
It was. But the worst thing is someone like kicking off that I'm talking shit. But I think I'm getting paid to talk shit. Like, that's also literally what I'm paid to
isn't
do.
Isn't that the page's point? Like,
yeah.
I've seen people, not just your videos, but other people do the mic.
Yeah.
And it's literally the point of the page.
I know. I love doing it.
Unfollow.
Do you know what? I go out for an hour while I'm at Gadio and I do it on my lunch break and I just go into Market Street and I honestly love it. I just have such a laugh because I end up having to ask some really random questions. Like the other day I had to ask about where would people want to go on holiday? Would they want to go to Iceland? Because they were going to give away like a competition. And I think, what a random fucking thing to ask people on the street if they want to go to Iceland.
What, like just, the supermarket?
No, like, who goes holiday to a fucking supermarket?
Look.
Do you know what? Josie Gibson's just been announced as the ambassador to Iceland.
Right, you got to be clear, at the superstore or...
The superstore. Not, she's not the UK delegate to Iceland.
Now, look, if someone said to me, you want a trip to Iceland, I'd be like, please be the superstore. Yeah. I can't be asked to go all the way to Iceland. Right, is it Reykjavik?
Reykjavik.
It's too much. I can't spell it. Why would I want to go?
And another one from Sammy Boo Boo. Sorry to go back. Surely you must know how painfully grating that accent is. I mean, if I had it, I'd never say a word out loud. Sammy Boo, it's my accent. What do you want me to do? Just be a fucking... Do you know what? I might just cut my fucking tongue off.
Block
I'm done with.
Block him.
I've just followed him. We're together. No.
Look, what are you going to do for the rest of your weekend? Because have you made a start on Taylor Swift's album?
No, and it's probably going to be one of my least listened to. I think 31 songs is too long for an album. I think Beyonce did the same as well, as much as I love her. Too many songs in an album means I don't have enough time to listen to it, and I'm not going to sit there for 2 hours and 2 minutes listening to Taylor Swift. Sorry, I am a Swiftie. Too many songs.
Did you end up getting tickets?
No, don't want to talk about it. I'm going to the Lake District for my housemate's sister's birthday party.
Right.
And I'm going to have a couple of sakis.
Oh.
What about you?
Nothing.
Right.
Now I'm going to watch Baby Reindeer, actually.
Oh, are you? Have you watched the last episode? Because
No, fuck off. I've been saying to you for the last 3 days. I don't want to know anything about it.
Can I give you my three-word review? With
no,
spoiler-free.
You fucking can't. No.
Spoiler-free.
No.
Amazing.
Okay, thank you. No, that's it. Please,
necessary.
No.
Like, it's a necessary watch. Like, you've got to watch it.
Okay.
And groundbreaking.
Oh, okay. I hate when people do this. Just fucking watch the show. Shut the fuck up, innit? Muting hashtags left, right, and bloody center.
Yeah, I'm not doing spoilers.
Listen, I muted the hashtag, muted the two words. What comes up on my timeline? A fucking hashtag because someone could have smelled reindeer. Look, I've had enough.
Well, he turns into a reindeer at the end.
Piss off.
An adult Bambi. Right, ta-ra.
See you next week.